This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. 24 floors up in the middle of a hurricane in a building with Donald Trump's name on it. That's where I spent the night. And you know what the wind does to his hair? Yes, we were rocking. Our home away from home. Evacuated from our waterfront neighborhood in Brooklyn, we watched the storm hit, batter the glass tower hotel, shut off the power. The world out our window went dark, one high-rise at a time. And then the sounds of generators, the sounds of sirens, and then just the sound of the wind. The kids got bored eventually and went to sleep. I listened and thought. Evacuation. I've only been in an evacuation twice in my career as a journalist. Once in a military vehicle in Iran as I got caught in a crowd of millions at the funeral of Ayatollah Khomeini back in 1989. The second time was by boat from Kinshasa, Zaire in 1995 during a series of riots. Reporters and diplomats were pulled out by the French and the Belgians. It's an eerie feeling, evacuation. Time comes to a halt. You're at the mercy of the process of getting from point A, vulnerability and danger, to point B, safety and the chance to take time and pick up where you left off. With this storm, my tally of being in evacuations stands at 4, twice from conflict zones and twice from my own neighborhood. The first time during Hurricane Irene 14 months ago, but that was just technical. I was already away from New York with my family. We just waited out the storm and went home to some slight water damage and a good story we had missed. This time, it's for real. My building in the neighborhood of Red Hook, Brooklyn, just a few steps from the water in the middle of the evacuation zone. Three of my children are with friends now on higher ground. The other two and my wife and I in that glass tower in Manhattan. We texted from cell phones, surf for pictures of flooding. We wait to see what kind of history this storm will make for New York City, for our family. And when the power is out and there's no internet, no pictures, we just waited. Red Hook is a neighborhood that has seen a lot of history, from the pre-Civil War days of the tall ship New York Harbor. My building is a cotton warehouse from the 1850s, long ago abandoned, then used for storage, then abandoned again along with the whole neighborhood. It became a center of drug and gang activity, one of the most dangerous in the city, then finally resettled, gentrified my abandoned building, turned into a loft building with a fancy grocery store downstairs. Red Hook is the scene from the movie On the Waterfront, the mid-20th century film about tough longshoremen and tougher corrupt union bosses. In all of this history, the water, a backdrop for shoreline Brooklyn, where the tall ships gave way to steamships and then container ships and now cruise ships, but mostly fewer ships. The water, less of a presence than ever before. It's a nice view for people in loft buildings. The famous harbor winds, a reminder of the elements, an annoyance, the idea of being overrun by the ocean, a storm, the tides. That idea out of mind, really. Now, this building from the mid-19th century, with the fine view that has faced every wind gust, every storm, every tidal surge up until the 21st century. This building with its huge wooden beams from trees long dead, from forests long overrun, with buildings and pavement. Those beams will creak with memory in this storm. Or were they awakened by the force of something new? Red Hook, like all of New York and New Jersey and the rest of the venerable Eastern Seaboard, will have to remember its toughness this week. It absorbed a nasty left hook from a fighter named Sandy.
Come on, I better get you home.
Who's betting against Red Hook this time? We'll find out.